Our WSU football coach Mike Leach was exonerated by an internal investigation into allegations of abuse by a former player, and Husky Bowl tickets aren't exactly flying off the shelf, but let's start with WSU.
Well, it seems like WSU didn't find anything wrong with Mike Leach's behavior regarding Marques Wilson, the wide receiver who quit November 4th and issued a statement to the media saying he had been physically, emotionally, and psychologically abused by Leach and the coaching staff. I don't think anyone was surprised at all that WSU couldn't find anything wrong with what Leach was doing. In the investigation, within the very day that the statement went out by Wilson, he claims to have recanted the charges and didn't mean it the way it sounded. And, you know, it was, to me, it's just very strange because the kid and his father laid out a lot of very specific charges. And all of a sudden, the kid is backing off because he created this firestorm over there that caused the investigation and certainly damaged, at least temporarily, WSU's reputation. So I really still don't know what to believe. I think some stuff was going on, including the water hosing of players. Bill Moose, the athletic director who issued the report, admitted that he told some of the staff assistants to quit using water on the players. And apparently there was some sort of a punishment on that. I don't think it was all that big a deal, but Moose saw enough to quit it. And that says to me that there was something going on with the players that exceeded normal discipline.
Well, is this the end of the story?
Well, the Pac-12 still has an investigation ongoing. I would be very surprised if they came to any conclusions other than what WSU did, because, again, the purpose of college sports is to make money. And Leach is a moneymaker for Washington State. His charisma and his coaching skills, even though they didn't manifest themselves this year, are a big reason for Washington State to have financial optimism. So I doubt if there's going to be any corrective measures issued from the Pac-12.
Well, despite the controversy, WSU did manage a dramatic overtime win against the Huskies in the Apple Cup, and that may be one of the reasons for the slow sales of tickets for the Huskies playing Boise State in the Las Vegas Bowl December 22nd.
I think it's a factor. I think the momentum that the Huskies had with four straight wins going into the Apple Cup and the way they lost that game, blowing a 28-10 lead, just really left a sour taste, I think, in a number of people's mouths. And so right now, the Huskies got an 11,000-seat ticket allotment from the bowl, as did Boise State. Washington has only sold 4,000 to date for this December 22nd game. Boise State, 3,100. And there just isn't a great rush, I don't think, for a lot of Husky fans to go to a pre-Christmas game for a 7-5 team that's probably going to get beat by a 10-2 team. And I think the Apple Cup really did take some enthusiasm away. Even though it's Las Vegas and it would be a fun time, so far they've only sold 4,000. And I think it does also testify to the fact that the bowl season is way too long, way too oversold, with way too many underperforming teams eligible. 70 of the 120 teams that play Division I football will be in a bowl game. How special can that be? Not very.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.